you ask me a question and I don't know the answer, I will find the answer.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
With the world so set on tearing itself apart, it doesn't seem like such a bad thing to me to want to put a little bit of it back together.
You all know why I'm here.
3, 2, 1, welcome. Welcome to episode 4 of Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world. On this episode, we look at the structure of U.S. soccer. The U.S. Soccer Federation derives its authority from two governing bodies, FIFA, internationally, and the U.S. Olympic Committee, domestically. It is the national governing body for American soccer. The Federation is run on a macro level by its officers and board of directors, and on a day-to-day level by its CEO and their staff. There are only two elected positions, president and vice president. All other positions are appointed by the president and affirmed by the general counsel. This general counsel is comprised of four voting councils: the professional, adult, youth, and athlete councils. The remaining minority percentage of the vote is split amongst board members, lifetime members, and others. The problem with this structure is that players, coaches, and club executives don't have a direct vote in determining the direction of their own federation. The structure of U.S. soccer is literally set up to prevent progress away from status quo. Every voice should matter, and our federation should work for all Americans. Thanks for listening, and thanks for sharing. Learn more at wrk.mn/soccerworks. Until next time.